Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is, and at the nick of time, what's up, y'all? This is Christopher Smith broadcasting from Tasha Studios tonight. This is the Christopher Smith Show for November the 10th, 2021. People, appreciate you for being here. Honestly, man, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world, but, man, you said, hey, that ugly dude is at it again, and indeed I am. People, I'm talking tonight about a very, very serious topic. And I will always make reference to my age, and I'll always make reference to my age because when you get older, as you get older, your epiphanies come sooner than they used to. When I was young, I used to have an epiphany probably once every 2 years. In my 40s, I started having an epiphany once a year. Now that I'm in my 50s, I have multiple epiphanies a week. It's a beautiful thing. It comes with age. It comes with maturity. And we'll kind of shine light on the narrative and perspective that I like to use concerning people. And what I'm going to ask you tonight here on the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network, the question that I want to ask you is, who does your life belong to? Who do you belong to? Right? Do you own your life? And what I'm asking you, do you even own your life? Because there's a lot of individuals, especially where I'm from, people. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. And I've met a lot of individuals that gave their life to a fad, gave their life to a game. They don't own their life. They don't own their life. These individuals are living a life where they have been processed out. They have actually rationed out their own life so much to the point they don't own their life anymore. I'm gonna give you an example of what it is I'm talking about here tonight on the Christopher Smith Show. Blog Talk Radio Network, 31.1FM.com. I'll give you an example of what I'm talking about. Do you own your own life? People, I am living my life on my accord. I am not in the midst, nor am I following any trends. My life is mine because I'm not following any trends. I am the architect of my attitude. I am the architect of my attitude. I cannot tell you how many times I've seen in my life individuals get mad over because the market of mad says that when somebody says this or somebody does this, this is how you respond to that. People end up doing this and people end up living that perspective and that narrative because they don't own their life. They don't. A style or their life. And whenever a style or a fad owns your life, you must navigate yourself through life based on the protocols of that fad, or that style. This is why individuals get mad at things that's some cultural insult. You know, where I'm from, it's the bitch ass nigga. You call somebody a bitch ass nigga, you know, you could say their daughter, a 5-year-old daughter is going out on a date with an old man. No, that doesn't do it. Oh, no, that doesn't do it. But as soon as you call them a bitch ass nigga, Now, that hits the I gotta kill you button. For some strange reason, once again, let's say it again. Do you own your life? Do you own your life? Because when you own your life, you are living a life based on an architectural system. Because when you own your life, you are your character is built on a system that you design. So you know the pressure points. So you know that just because someone calls you a bitch-ass nigga, you don't have to respond to it. You got a lot going on in your life right now. You may not want to react to the bitch-ass nigga because the bitch-ass nigga is going to take from you. You got more to lose to respond to the bitch-ass nigga. But the reason why individuals navigate themselves through life, and the reason why individuals are caught up, people, they do not own their life. They don't. They don't. They think they do. They think they do. People, when you own your life, you can engage in a conversation without getting mad. When you own your life. When you don't own your life. When you don't own your life. And here's why I'm going to start losing some people. Well, I don't like that, but that's still, no, it sounds nice, but let's be clear. You cannot hold a conversation with someone because you claim, oh, nope, that don't make me mad. But then you turn around and you get mad about it. And the reason why this happens, you don't own your life. You done parceled your life out to some style. Uniqueness, not you. You get offended by everything. Critique you? Oh, no. You ain't going to critique me. Somebody can say this about you. Let me tell you another example of individuals that don't own their life. People in the community where I'm from, and I'm from Newark, New Jersey, there's a narrative that you must, a code that you must live by. I'll give you an example. I live by myself. I've lived by myself for a long time in my adult life. According to the mail code, I'm supposed to have a different bitch at my house every night. Yeah, that's what I'm supposed to have. Now, when I meet women, they love the fact that I don't have a different bitch at my house every night. But they love that fact, but that's the extent of it. They don't love how I maintain my manhood. I'm always going to have problems with that. You're just going to be, you know, just how it is. But I own my life. I am the architect of my own character. This is why I don't listen to a rap song and just start there and just start losing my mind, because I own my life. I'm more of the subtle guy. I got to listen to some music that's going to soothe me. I don't listen to somebody don't play a rap song and I just start. I gotta start bouncing my ass. I own my life. I own my life. Ride Like the Wind. I'm gonna give you guys a narrative of some songs that explains me. Ride Like the Wind, Christopher Cross. I got to ride like the wind to be free again, and I got such a long way to go. Inside and Out by the Bee Gees. I listen to these songs and these songs make me feel so good. The Avengers Endgame soundtrack, the exit, they call it the portal scene. No trash music gets me there. It doesn't. It doesn't move me. You know why? Because if I go into a room full of individuals and I play the music that I like, mostly all of them are going to say, man, what we listening to? Man, I don't want to listen to this. You could take that same, song, that same rap song, play it in a room of 20 individuals, and 17 of them is ready to get up and start bouncing their ass or start dancing and just losing their damn mind. And you may think this don't mean nothing, but you would, because you don't own your life. You don't own your life. You don't. I'm sorry. You never heard nobody break it down like this before. I know, but that's that. Listen, I'm from Goai. Goai is the gods of intellect. Many individuals love the theory and all that. You just don't have it like me. As I told individuals, I don't have no smooth rap. I don't know how to rap to the wind. I don't got a wicked jump shot. I'm a nerd. And I know what I am. When you say, hey, are you a nerd? I own it. And I own it because I own myself. But you can sit down there and you can tell somebody, when you can't tell nobody about themselves, because they don't even own their own life. They don't. They don't. I promise you. I promise you. They do not own their own life. They don't. They don't. They don't. People, I don't even want to get into when you start just living beyond your means. Let's talk about it. Hell, I done opened up that can of worms. I done opened up that can of worms. I done opened up that Pandora's box. Let's talk about owning yourself. Are you in debt? Because there's a song that says, you really got a hold on me. So how about, let's talk about debt for a second. Are you in debt? Are you in poverty? Are you struggling? Why? You know why? Because you don't own yourself. Whatever situation that had your attention, that made you deviate from life, pay homage to that. Now, this is a slope, not a slippery one, but it in fact is a slope. There's a lot of individuals out there that lost their job, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not talking about them. But if you didn't hear me just say that, then go ahead and think what you want. You know, I understand when my words fall on ears of estrogen, I'm never understood. I'm just not understood. So I don't fight that no more. But what I'm talking about is when you done lived an entire life. See, I can't talk about that 30-year-old or that 35-year-old. I can't talk about them. I'm talking about that 50-year-old. Let me be clear when I say that. So let me be clear when I say individuals, when does debt own you, and are you having hard times? Let me be clear. Let me reiterate that. Honestly, are you 50 years old and having it hard, struggling? Yep, we all fall on hard times. We do. We do. But it comes a time in your life you need to stop falling. Comes a time in your life where you have to get it right. Do you own your life? Do you own it? Do you understand? Do you accept the fact that the reason why you're in the position you're in is because of you? Are you now? That's a different perspective of you owning it. You own your mess. Do you understand? I was talking to a friend of mine from high school. And they were like, yeah, I work for the city now. And I got this going on in my life, and I got that going on in my life. And I was like, yeah, listen, I'm going to tell you guys what me and her talked about. People, I went to vocational high school. If you talk to me for a half an hour, you're speaking to a representative of the 300 North 13th vocational high school system. That's what you're talking to. Upper level education, not public school style, like regular public school. Uppity. Yeah, I'm an uppity education. I'm a product of 300 North 13th Street High School in Newark, New Jersey, vocational high school. Didn't want to go to Barringer. Didn't want to go there. I wanted to go to a vocational high school, and I did. So when I talk to individuals that I went to high school with, there's a certain expectation when you was educated in the club of the 300 North 13th school system, like I was. All right. Now, I just was talking about individuals that own what they do. So let us go back and harp on that. People in the community you call black, a person that is successful is normally the teacher in other arenas, except in the community where I'm from. You can have somebody challenge you and you're showing them, but somebody that ain't doing it, they'll want to be their best friend. The actions of doing something with morals and of substance will always get challenged, and the bull crap will always try to get explained as just. Always try to get explained as just. People, I own who I am. This is why I can say whatever and leave it in a moment. I've been telling y'all this for years. I never lay my head down at night saying, when they did that, I should have said that. I told y'all that. This is not something that's brand new to November 10th, 2021. That's how I am. Never met somebody like that. Everybody want to hold a grudge. Why? Because you shouldn't have called them on it. You should have just let it go. You know why? Because they don't want to own it. They don't want to own it. I just said everything, the intellect get challenged and the bullshit get explained as just. I just said that, right? Yeah, okay. I'm not going to change. This is how nerds are. We ain't slick motherfuckers. We ain't slicksters. We ain't that LL Cool Smooth. I'm not LL Cool Smooth. No. I got a nice physique, but I'm not trying to get the bitches. That's not me. Sorry. I don't say nothing from the contest of, oh, my pussy count is going to go down. I'm going to tell you this. At 50 years old, this is why it's practically impossible to get an individual to own who and what they are, because they had so many individuals tell them lies. And, oh, they brought those lies because it was critique-free. Critique-free. People, when you're trying to tell somebody about something, the great Dave Ramsey says, adults do what's right, children do what feels good. Everybody knows how to insult you when you're trying to critique them, but they just can't wire themselves to know what you're talking about. You know why? Because they don't want to own it. I own everything about me. I own it and love it. You double up, shit. I love it. You're talking to a person that filed bankruptcy 16 times. Got 11 credit cards, though. Bought a house last year. You know why? Because when I filed bankruptcy 16 times, guess what I did? I owned my shit. I owned it. I am learning. I am evolving as I go along. Every day that I live, I'm learning that I need to stop talking. I need to be like everybody else. Start going to bed with some animosity, and you know what? I ain't going to, and I'm learning. I'm learning. the term goes, the hero will live long enough to be considered the villain. They ain't say shit about the individual that's been like a piece of shit all their life. They will continue to be a piece of shit, and they will be loved. But the hero will live long enough to be considered the villain. Ask me how I know how that feels. Everybody, I'm 50 in the 50s now, everybody done lived, everybody got an excuse as to why they're a fucking failure. Everybody can listen to me and hate me, mock, patronize, and do whatever to me, but can't say, oh, he got a fucked up life. I got the life that many individuals dream of. Yeah, I do. I do. I got the life that many dream of. But I get challenged, and the bullshit is just, a.k.a. justified. But once again, I own it. I own it. People, there was a time in my life I was 270 pounds, fat and sloppy. Took off my shirt one day. My daughter looked at me and said, ew, daddy, ew. Hurt my heart. Guess what I did? I owned the fact that I was 270 pounds, fat and sloppy. It hurt me when my daughter looked at me and said, ew. Yesterday I talked about needs and wants. There's a lot of individuals out there that need to do something but don't want to do it. That was yesterday, though. It's in archives. You can check it out. Do you own your life? That's the question here tonight on the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network, 31.1FM.com, broadcasting live, Todd Smith Studios. You going to stop fucking with me? Yeah, you is. Yes, you are is. There are many of individuals sitting in jail today because as the activity that was going on, when it finally unfolded before them, it was too late. And you know why individuals was involved in a heinous act, and when they realized it, it was too late? Because they were not the architect of the moment. I just said earlier, see, you forgot already. They did not architect the moment. And because they didn't architect the moment, they had no idea what the moment was really made of. And because they had no idea what the moment was really made of, those individuals ultimately, unfortunately, ended to their freedom to its demise. Now they're sitting in prison. Now what I said earlier, and I heard what I said because I was standing here when I said it, I said individuals don't own their self. Because they didn't design their character. Their character is a part of some type of fad, keeping it gangster. Let's talk about that keeping it gangster. Why keep it gangster? Why must you keep it gangster? People, I have a firearm. I have a firearm. Even in my home, my firearm is not too far from me. I'm not paranoid. It's just the way it is. But I've owned a gun for 30 years, over 30 years, I've owned a firearm. I have no incidences with a firearm. It's not by design. I mean, that's not by accident, pun intended. That's not by accident. That's by design. That is by design. I'm 52 years old. I have no felonies. That is by design. I owned every moment of my life. I can sit back and recall why I did the things that I did. I said I filed bankruptcy 16 times. I know why I filed each and last one of them. I do. You can sit down and have a talk to somebody and ask them why they did multiple things in their life. They will explain it away like it was a lesson in college. They'll talk about all the incidents and all the bull crap they went through their life, and you say, hey, listen, if I was to ask you to teach this lesson to a bunch of kids, do you think they'll sit down and listen to you? Or they'll be looking at you like, what the hell are you doing talking in front of us? Own it. You don't even own your own life. You just riding along in that flesh and bone with a character that you claim you own and you don't. You don't. You have no idea where you're going tomorrow. You have no idea where you're going to be at. Why? Because you didn't put nothing in place yesterday to ensure that tomorrow will be just. You didn't. In 2007, I was talking to my brother, and he was telling me something. I said, brother, this is decades in the making here. This is not a pop-up life that I have. I told him this in 2007. I don't know what type of calendar you got, yours or mine, but that was 14 years ago. I told him, this life is decades in the making. I didn't just pop up with this life. That's not how it works. It's not. When you decide, because this is what they say now. This is what they say. I didn't invent this word. This is what they say. What they say is, when you decide to take control over your life, isn't that what they say? Isn't that a narrative that's used? You know why they say when you decide to take control over your life? You know why that term, you know why that phrase exists? That phrase exists because the average person isn't in control over their life. I mean, after all, that is what I'm talking about here tonight on the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network. People, I'm here weeknights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But isn't that what I'm talking about? Isn't that what I'm saying? No, you thought I was just talking about this. This was some riddle that I was using. Is that what that's what this was? This was just a riddle. I'm riddling. This is what I'm doing. I'm riddling. No, I speak facts, people. Like it or not, hate it or love it, I speak facts. I love speaking my facts. I love speaking facts. I do. I do. I do. I love speaking facts. People, when you speak facts, you can leave it in a moment. When you speak facts, you can leave them in a moment. People that don't speak facts, they can't leave it in a moment. It drags on. But I'm learning to change, though. I have to change that. I'm learning that. My morals and everything that I live by ain't for everybody. They're not. I'm constantly being shown that no matter what happens, my morals are mine, people. My morals are mine. I have a rule that I live by at my ripe old age of 52 years old. I have a rule that I live by, and that rule is I don't give the benefit of the doubts no more. I doubt the benefits. And I realize that I've been doing that even in conversation. There's a term that says live and let live, and that's what you must do. You must let individuals live their life. And an individual will retreat back to the my thing when it's trying to be a us thing. You got to let them go. You got to let people live their life. The channel in which they got their TV turned on, the channel in which they got their radio station turned on, is soothing to their soul. If it's demonic music, that soothes their soul. That demonic music soothes their soul. It's just the way it is. Their preference. If they listen to some cowboy music and get up and start rodeo dosing and rodeo dancing, that does it for them. If they listen to opera and it just flows with them to the cows come home, that's how it goes with them. That's how it goes with them. But I'm gonna say this I'm going to end it with this. People, we all go to school to have a better life. I didn't go to school to be a good chumper offer. I can chump you off in a minute. I can chump you off in two sentences. I didn't go to school for that. To be honest with you, I really don't think there is a school for that, right? All right. We all know how our characters are. People, if you know anything about planes, a plane on the back has a rudder stabilizer. People, a car has a stabilizer. Things that move, that flow about off track, needs a stabilizer. People, I have a scooter, but I don't have the little $800 Pep Boys scooter. I have the $9,000 Honda Silverwing, and it's huge. And they made it big to punch through the wind so it can be stable. That's why it's big. When you are flowing through life, when you're moving, are you trying to stabilize yourself while you're doing it? Are you just free flowing? Because I want to be clear. Free flowing means behind the eight ball, struggling in life. That's what that means. But when you don't own your life, oh, here we go. Oh my. When you don't own your life, when you don't own your life, here's something I can assure you of. I can assure you of this as the sky is blue. I can assure you, when you don't own your life, when you went against school curriculum, when you decided, you know what, this is how I'm going to act when this happens. This is how I'm going to act. When they say this, nope, I'm a shy away from, the nerd. Now, I don't want to talk to the nerd. He used stats. I don't want to talk to the nerd. I want the nerd to free flow in conversation like I'm free flowing in life. No. I can say, Mary said, you have no problem when my language is profane, but you get offended and assaulted when I say in Jesus' name. And that is how individuals are. They get insulted because the conversation isn't free-flowing. The conversation has two things. Conversation has merit. It has merit. And the conversation also has stability. And normally, when you put those two things together, person that is speaking, that person normally own their life. Good night, y'all.